This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Grant Cardone, he's trending right now in the news. He has a video where he, paraphrasing what he said, but he has a video where he said that he has 50% of his audience are black people.
40, he said 40, but go ahead.
Under the age of 40. I think it was 50% under the age of 40, but regardless, a large portion of his audience is black people under the age of 40. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because he talks in street terms. And makes it, you know, relatable,
appealing.
Obviously, a lot of people have added their commentary to it. A lot of people were not happy with what he said. Some people were defending what he said. What's everybody's thoughts on this?
Troy, you want to go first? I'm gonna go crazy.
I want you to set it off, actually.
Well, for full context, I'm friends with his right-hand man, Jared. Shout out to him. Shout out to the team. Grant's book, 10X, has had a huge impact on me. Everyone in the comments, you don't have to worry. I'm not about the cape. There's two trains of thought. One is, my first thought is, why is everyone so upset? Grant has been on record saying the N-word, has been super supportive when we have died at the hands of police officers, that he was supportive of the police. And he's had some statements that were not in benefit to us. Also, Matt was on live earlier. Shout out to MG. Matt's predominant point was, if you will go support everyone else and not support us, isn't this the treatment that we kind of deserve? I say it all the time. I'll give a price. And it's not until Josh, Peter, Mike Novogratz, Cuban to come on and be like, damn, Ian knows what he's talking about. Does it take a stamp from them to make us valuable? If that's the case, and all the vulture commentary, you can't be a vulture if we're running to him and giving him money and giving Vlad money. And Matt said, I've seen people give $2,000 to be on a webinar and get pitched endlessly. And then Troy Rashad, they'll go do an event and Chicago for free, and they have to tell you and promote the shit like it's a paid event. Why? I have to give y'all a sniper, go crazy for Jersey to get y'all to show up to Hulu Theater. Why? But shout to Josh and shout to Peter. If they come on, it's like, oh my God, Ian's in perfect in alignment with the market analysis that they give. Once we, and this goes to your point last week, Rashad, until we begin to appreciate and respect our Black entrepreneurs like they are stars, this will always happen. So now you have Vlad, Adam 22 on the button, gonna see this and gonna clip it up and put it on his Patreon. Any white entertainer that caters to a Black audience is somehow deemed higher. But can we be mad if we give our and even with this, the other part that I saw too, because I can understand what he was trying to say, and we've all done interviews where we misspoken. But Grant's a great marketer. He didn't use that street term on accident. He used that shit to go viral. So when y'all get mad at me and like, yo, Troy Ian, man, Ian always tripping. Why, how y'all deal with that attitude? Da-da-da-da-da. Sometimes you have to put on the villain cape in order to even make y'all pay attention. I guarantee when the sales report come out next week, them sales are going to be up 3x from Black people off what he said. But you have to respect and love the people that are here to help you now. And this is the other truth that most people don't want to hear. Majority of the crypto companies that advertise in the Super Bowl feel the same way. Majority of the NFT people in the space feel about Black people the same way. And all the fucking luxury designers feel the same way. He's just the only one dumb enough to have said it. Those are my thoughts. Do I think it was right? No. But every company on earth feels this way about us if we do not protect our data. But what do I know? Meta, I'll see you next week. What do I know?
My thoughts, I'll keep it as plain as possible. I'm not even surprised. The statement didn't even surprise me. Because he's talking from a personal circumstance, but if we just look at any industry, if we look at real estate, if we look at investing, if we look at music, is that not the same case? Right? Is it not the dumb down the audience and double the dollar? Right? The problem is that, and on the inverse of it is like what you said, we got to be exceptional to be even looked at as good. Like, we got to be exceptional. We can't have any flaws. We can't have anything on our to even be looked at as good or even be respected in the same light.
Yes.
So that's the major issue. I'm not surprised by what he said, because he's looking at it like, yo, that's an audience that's untapped. That's an audience that I can, you know, find revenue from. He's gonna try to take advantage of it.
And can we be real? There's a whole bunch of them that's looking at the audience that we built that want to take our audience from us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If y'all don't see that shit loud and clear, like, I'm gonna be real. Josh called me 3 weeks ago. Hey, be careful about this person trying to partner with you because they want to take your audience. These are all white entrepreneurs. He said, be careful. They don't really want to align with you. They just want to see what you have and try and take it away.
Yeah, it's the reason why you'll see corporate calls, right? They're like, wait, they've touched a base that we can't reach. How do we work? How do we get to that part? And so it's a fine balance that you gotta tread on, right? But the interesting part is, let's see the reaction now. Let's see how many of that 40% are still rocking, right? Mm-hmm. What's their take on it? If they invested with them, if they were part of the 10X company, because we've been there and I've seen it. You can see it,
yeah,
right. Did it take this moment for people to see this clearly is what I'm really interested in.
Had people
blind ignorance to it, like, all right, well, nah, this is great. And like you said, from a marketer standpoint, there are great strategies inside of some of the marketing that he does. But
absolutely,
when you're the product of some of the marketing and it's intently done, is it for your benefit or is it for the person that's selling it to you? So we just got to be mindful of it, man. But what he said, it wasn't shocking to me. It didn't hit me like, oh my God, I can't believe he said it. It was like,
yeah. I mean, and Nike does it and Louis Vuitton does it. I see all of a sudden they were losing a little bit of market share to a couple other companies and they went and grabbed Pharrell. Smart. Same thing. Adidas does it. They're going to try and patch things up with Ye to get that Black dollar back in. We're seeing banks do it. And we'll get those calls. Hey, maybe we can find a way to integrate that. No, integrate that equity. Integrate the equity. Hey, no, we're not gonna play. We're not gonna arbitrage the audience for a look. We don't need no look. We already good looking. Bring that money. This is Ian and the thoughts of the Red Panda Rebellion. This has no reflection on Earn Your Leisure, Troy Rashad, right? Banks, bring the money. We need no look. I've been looking good since I was 3. Quit playing. Yo no say, como se dice, we're not playing this year. I'm not playing with corporate this year. I'll be back on Wall Street too. If you want the culture and equity and all that, actually help put some money into the audience. hands to.
But also, they all do the same playbook. So it's a variety of business. You brought up the fashion and all that, and that's true. But it's a niche as far as business people, mm-hmm. that their strategy, white business people, their strategy, some of them, they have adopted a strategy of poaching black culture. Mm-hmm. They hang around rappers. They have events and rappers come to the events, and they wear jeans and hoodies and sneakers, and they curse and they use slang, and everybody thinks that they're a genius, and they use that to raise their valuation 100x, and they become rich off of it. And it's going to keep happening because the rappers are going to still keep hanging out with them. They're going to still champion them. They're still going to be doing stuff for them for free because they think that this is their pathway to become successful and rich. And the consumer base is going to continue to support them. And it's going to keep happening. Grant Cardone's team, they sent me an email. They sent me a DM 3 months ago before he did something in January with a bunch of black influencers. They sent me personally a DM. Yeah. I never responded. We interviewed Grant. I mean, he has some good information. But I already saw the play of like I'm not really interested in what you like that type of play. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's you can learn from anybody.
The yacht joint.
Huh?
The yacht joint, the mastermind joint.
I don't even know what it was. It was something, but it's just like, you know, I didn't feel it. It didn't speak to me like this was something that was beneficial. So, but like I said, and we don't have to name names, but you can kind of guess to see. Look, it's a variety of people that run the same play. They have no ties to hip hop culture. They are not part of the culture, but they try to make it seem like they are part of the culture. They have strong, and like I said, they only hanging around hip hop artists. They've only championed hip hop artist, and that's their gateway into black culture, and they got filthy rich off of it,
which is a smart strategy. But how much longer will you allow them to do it?
Let's not leave athletes,
entertainers,
it's in the same pot,
same thing.
It's in the same bucket, and they got filthy rich off of it. All of them.
But when every we do one it, of them. It's unprofessional. Why do you guys talk about rap music on the podcast? And it's an investing podcast. I'm like, cause y'all listen to Moneybagg Yo more than y'all listen to us. That's why. Shout out to Moneybagg. We got to do the arbitrage that Gary doing. And I'm cool with Gary too. But we got to do the Gary arbitrage to get y'all to pay attention here. What? And all the investors y'all look to call me.
And then y'all like, yo, why y'all doing stuff with Revolt? Why y'all doing? Because this is what y'all want. This is the blueprint. At the very least, at least we come from the culture.
Yes.
At least we actually listen to hip hop. At least we can actually name 5 Jay-Z songs. Like I could name the Tupac album. Like if this is the route you're going to take, then we're going to take that. Like, would you rather get it from us or somebody from the Eastern block of Yugoslavia that never even listened to rap music before? Like if this is the pathway. Let's have a real conversation.
Let's be honest.
If this is the pathway to get your attention and to gain mass appeal, at least we are actually authentic about it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like we're actually going to listen to Fabulous's mixtape. So you can't be mad and be like, oh, y'all hanging around rap. Yeah, well, this is the only thing that you respect.
This is what you wanted.
This is
what we saw in New York.
You respect.
When Don Peebles came out, the applause was great. Floyd came out with no lenses and crazy chain. The crowd, you thought Jesus walked in. I looked at the crowd. For those in the front row, look, I was like, I cannot believe it. I said, oh, shit, let me go order something in. This y'all want? Didn't know.
Because we so used to being entertained. That's why, like, having an educational piece, it makes it even that more palatable. Because it's like, yo, you're going to be entertained. But, yo, there's education in it, too. And the reality is that the people that we talk to, right, especially if they in athletics or the entertainment, they want to hear the information too.
Big facts.
Like they realize it like, yo, every, I mean, to a person, yo, y'all, what y'all doing, I don't even think y'all understand how important Y'all don't even understand. I wish I knew. Had I even know. If y'all was around when I, you know, when I was getting my contracts, here, my life would be different. Mm-hmm. But these are the people that they look up to, they praising. So, yeah, we got to stand next to them. Number one, it's important that we stand next to them because that's who you look up to. Yep. But number two, they need the information just as much just as y'all as do. They have the capital because they have a certain talent or they have a certain career path that garnish a lot of money. But they still need the education. Mm-hmm. It don't stop.
One other point that Matt made is really key, and it's sad, but we know it. He was like, a lot of people wasn't familiar with certain entrepreneurs, and the ones that are like really, really, really wealthy, they don't even want to be on social media because of the backlash they face from our community. I'm not saying that y'all got to kiss our ass, but like I said all the time, the stuff that y'all would say to me in a comment, y'all will never say to Josh. And then you'd be like, well, why doesn't Don Peebles or Robert Smith speak more often? I'm like, for what? They see the commentary too.
It happened. You know how many people? I just went when QC sold their company, right? Two weeks ago?
Is a victory.
If you look at the comments, yo, it was y'all sellouts. I can't believe y'all. Like, he's actually commenting back. I think it was P. He's commenting back like, nah, y'all don't really understand. It's not a sellout. And like, nah, he's trying to explain to people like, nah, like, not.
There's a bigger play with that. Scooter Braun is buying up Everything. We'll talk about
Scooter
this.
Scooter Braun, like Black Rock. Yeah. Well, right,
this
now
is a bigger play. That all of those commentators, look, QC, love them. They're geniuses. Mm-hmm. Coach K.
And y'all wouldn't say that to P's face.
MP, but there's some level of commentary. There is some level of commentary for that. There's more underlined. But absolutely, bottom line is this. All of these business guys that's running that play, they're all vultures, every one of them. I know them personally. Seen it. They're all vultures.
Can they be a vulture if you walk into the trap?
Yeah. A vulture eats off of a dead animal to stay alive. So if you look at Black people,
Is our culture dead?
We don't have any culture. We don't have a culture.
Thank you.
We don't have a culture. So you blood suckers of the poor. Black people have 1% of the wealth in America. Mm-hmm. 1% of the wealth in America. Think about this. Your marketing strategy, you're white, right? Your marketing strategy is to hang around rappers and Black entertainers. And this is the culture that you want to. Why don't you try to make it off your own culture? You're literally a blood sucker.
That's a little point to Adam 22.
You're trying to feed off of the worst of the worst as far as the economic structure, right? Mm. That's because that's the easiest, the most gullible, and you're looking at that as that's the most influential way for me to rise to the top. Why don't you try to run that play on your own culture? This is what Dame said. It's never happened before. It's never happened before. It only happens with Black culture from other people. It never happens in Spanish. You never see it happen in any other culture. It's not happening in Indian culture, in Asian
Japan,
culture,
China, Australia,
in Filipino.
No.
It's not happening in any other culture except for Black culture and hip hop music.
The other part of the conversation is if Lior and everyone else that is deemed to be vultures own majority of the music rights and things that we claim to be culture, are they not just monetizing an audience that they already built? This is why I tell everyone, if music, and I'm huge golden era hip hop fan, Belly soundtrack was my ish, some Ninjas by Half a Mil, I played probably 19,000 times in my life. So when I go through New York, they'd be like, yo, you really was rocking. Rest in peace. And we can argue he put Nas on some of the God bodies. That's another story for another day. But hey, if you know, you know. But I know. He was a small influence. I'm gonna clean that up real fast. Shout out to Mass Appeal, shout out to Nas. No, Nas, I ain't messing with you.
No. Ian, I'm laughing because we had a passionate Nas conversation.
Shout out to Fat Joe. All right, let's do this because I want to.
But if they groomed us, now this is the truth. They groomed us to only focus on one thing, and Matt said it on his live. He's like, yo, Mark and Money should be getting 40,000 live streams. And meanwhile, Tekashi out buying Birkin bags, and it was one of the biggest things ever. Like, even in Mexico, Tekashi's a star, superstar in Mexico. How? They're like, this is honest to God truth. He told on y'all. He ain't telling on us. I said, this is a conversation I had Sunday. He told on y'all. He didn't tell on us. I said, shit, good point. So if Lior and everybody helped cultivate us and brainwashed us into not thinking about equity, and I told you before when I talked to Ray Daniels and talked to team over at Def Jam, no rappers from the Golden Era, Murder, Inc., Rockefeller, no one had 401k plans. No one had healthcare. How is that possible? The only thing that can change that is our unity together. And we got to change that immediately so no one can take advantage of us.
Take it back?
Have to. But do we want it back? The power.
The power.
Of course. The time is running out.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.